Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Art of Craftsmanship podcast. My name is Dustin O'Hara, and I'm here with my brother and co-host Devin.
Hello.
And just to give a little disclaimer, starting off the bat, I have a nice, deep, rumbling voice this evening because I am dealing with a head cold. I will try not to cough into the mic. I'll do my best. I'll keep my finger on that mute button. but I have a nice, creamy, smooth Guinness over here to my left that I can sip on, which is particularly good when you have a sore throat.
Well, I got a little beer story right after the quote.
Oh, all right. All right. What do you got for us?
Do your homework and know your facts, but remember, it's passion that persuades.
Okay.
I like if you just took the chunk, it's passion that persuades. I like
right.
that.
Yeah.
Don't we talk about all that all the time, like when someone's into something or passionate about something, that's how you get into it. That's how you're right. Like, oh, yeah, you're right. No, that is yeah. cool. No, I do. You know, it's like someone who's like
yeah.
really
oh,
like pumped,
how cool is this? Yeah,
pumped right. up about something or a song or a photo or like anything.
Right. Yeah.
It's passion that persuades. So he's saying be prepared. But then really, though, you have to be passionate about what you're trying to deliver on.
Yeah, yeah. Enthusiasm is contagious. Mm-hmm. Like you can enthusiasm, you know, if you want it, you want to go along with somebody. Be like, oh, that's cool. Yeah, I never thought about you know, race car springs that way, but that's really cool. They are made that. That's nuts. I didn't even know it was made out of that alloy.
And you know? Like, I think real passion too, not fake. Yeah. Obviously, you might have to put it into something that you don't really care about. If you're selling something, you have to pretend. But
right,
I think a lot of people can see through that stuff.
Yeah, I mean,
it's like that, you know. you're trying to sell me Windows. Like, I know you're not passionate. Just give me the facts here, and like, let's figure out how much
right,
it
exactly.
costs. I don't
yeah,
need the whole
yeah.
spiel.
Yeah, right. Let's be passionate about like how it's gonna save my, you know, how it's gonna work and how I'm gonna save some money. You know, like
right.
I want to get you into this, like, oh, these Windows are the best. And da, da, da. Like, you know, it has the coolest. Like, yeah, I don't care about that.
No.
But yeah, I think when you're passionate about something, I think those things go hand in hand, right? You're like, you're interested in something, or you start to learn about something, and then you get interested, and then you want to learn more, right? So then when you get your like facts in place, you know, like. Understanding something and loving to do something is going to go hand in hand with knowing more about it. You know, I can like talk about, you know, knife making and the knife makers I like, and then I can also get into heat treating and getting to different types of steels and stuff. And that's such a small percentage of the population that knows that. And I just, you know, I know the facts because I like it, and it's kept me. You know, the more I like it, the more I want to learn about it. So go back and forth.
Passionate. So be passionate, folks, if you can.
Yeah.
Try to be passionate.
Yeah, I think I was just. Recording a video today at school with a guy who's putting together a quick video for a funding event for our school. And so we always highlight different students and then different things. So we're,
you were in the video or you were helping do it?
I was in the video. I was being interviewed.
You're cheating on me is what you're saying. With another video out for.
Well, it's funny because I did a thing last year with him, or maybe 2 years ago, with this other, this guy who comes and like does some stuff for our school. You know, I just like, obviously I'm used to talking to the camera and I'm used to repeating and I'm used to trying to be like extra enthusiastic. You know, that's what you do. Like when you're in front of the camera, you have to bump it up.
Yeah.
You have to try to give a little bit more because it's not natural to stand in front of a camera and talk. It's not, because you're not talking to a person, you're talking to a camera. And so you're not getting that, like the facial features, you're not getting that feedback. Mm-hmm. So you have to imagine it, which is kind of, you know, it's kind of nice about having someone behind the camera like we do, you know, you're actually there with me. You know, so sometimes when I'm talking, I'm thinking I'm talking to you, right? I'm explaining some things. So the same way I was doing that with him, you know, he would ask me a question. I'd kind of go into it and, you know, feel it out in the first one. And then he would say the same thing you do. Like, okay, that was all great. Now I'll short it down a little bit, you know, like let's hit those key points that you said, just kind of rein it in a little bit. And so I'd do that. And you know, so it was fun, but you know, trying to like, I think having that that awareness to bump up that passion is always something that I thought about, but it was also, like you said, it can't be fake, right? It has to be real. It has to be backed by something, right? Yeah. So like, I'm talking about a student who I've seen progress a long way and come a long way, and I'm bumping up the passion, you know, like, cause I want to make sure that it's, you know, comes out as excited, you know?
Yeah. You want to, clear that you're happy about something. Right.
Yeah. Same way. Like if I'm making something in the shop, you know, to bring people in, to get people excited about what you're talking about, get them focused on you, you got to bump that passion up a little bit. Yeah. But then you have to be able to talk, you have to be talking from some real background too. I think that's just good advice in general for content creators. If you're listening and you're a content creator, you know, try to imagine the people you're talking to and wanting them to get excited about what you're doing. So like, if you wouldn't be excited to listen to you talk, they're not going to be excited to listen to you talk. So,
yeah, I think that'd be a good, like, you know, if you were going to write something above your shop or something it's passion that persuades. That's a cool thing for a maker, a creator to remember.
Yeah.
All right. Beer story.
Yeah. What do you got?
I've had a couple good, well, three actually. Well, one where I went into, I was in Pennsylvania, so you can get beer in gas stations. So I went into the Rudders and there was, Mad Elf.
Oh yeah.
But usually, Trokes. You know, if you get a six pack or whatever, now it's like almost $20 or something, like $17.
Right.
Or something crazy. But then I saw where it was sitting had a Trogues winter, whatever. Yeah,
the winter mix pack.
Yeah. But it was something that was like $11.
Oh man.
But I went up, I was like, hey, this is like Trogues winter, like Mad Elf. I was like, she's like, I don't know how much it is. I said, well, here's the thing right here. And she's like, I don't know. I was like, because she scanned it and it had a higher price. Right, and all I said was, hey, the tag under it said lower.
Right.
So I didn't know if it really was that price or something was. So I was like, she was like, well, I don't know. I was like, well, I can go grab the tag and you just scan that. She was like, okay.
Nice. So and the tag said, that's the thing. Like if the tag said the name and said the price.
But it didn't say, I don't know if it was Mad Elf or not.
Right.
But I walked up there because it was placed in that spot. It was the right brand, and it was kind of the same thing. So I just said,
right.
But then I didn't want to pay the $18 for it. So I was like, well, it's sitting there. So, and then I went to another place, got a good deal. And then yesterday I went to, whatever.
Wait, that was a mixed, the Trogues.
No, it wasn't. No, it was just a six pack for $11.
Of Mad Elf.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
So like $5 off. Then I went to our local place in Hunt Valley, the big one. And I went in and there you can pick your own six pack, right? The old pick your own mix, but it's gone up. It used to be like $11. Now it's 13 or 14.
Right. Okay.
But I just, every time I go and I scan to see if the expensive ones are in there.
Right.
Because a lot of times they'll have the ones that are in four packs that are like $18. You know what I mean? So the real expensive ones, the ones that you, $18 for four of them.
Yeah, right.
And sure enough, I went in and robbed them blind. I got I got three Southern Tier. I do all like the crazy ones during Christmas, like the frosted sugar cookie ale, like just with beer with a little bit sweeter edge to it. Even and it's still like heavy alcohol, so like 9.5. But right. So I put three of them in mine, and a 4-pack of those were like $18. Nice. And a 6-pack of the mix was 13. So I put three of those in there, and then I found there's a lot of one-offs, like expensive one-offs that you see. Oh, there's one of these and one of like a special heavy seas, like heavy cherry stout, like one-off thing, and something else. So I really did good.
Nice. Well, I have a very unfortunate sad beer story. I went into again a local liquor store here in Maryland. In Maryland, they sell liquor and beer in the same stores, but they don't sell beer or liquor anywhere else. It's all in liquor stores. some restaurants and stuff can do it. They'll sell it as like packaged goods. But so I went into the one on Cranbrook, and I got the 8-pack of Guinness. And then I got a mixed pack of the Trogues. I actually got the Trogues mixed pack the winter.
Nice.
Which I have one here in front of me. So I went to the front and I asked them if they were expecting or if they knew they were going to be getting any more of the Guinness coffee stout, which is my favorite beer of all time. And they had it there last year. And so the guy I was talking to was like, I don't really know. And he asked the other guy like at the other register, and the other guy said, unfortunately, they're discontinued now. And I was like, no. Oh, it was so good. And like, I think last year is the first time I remember specifically having it. I think maybe one time prior to that, I had it at some point. But like, I got it last year a couple times because I had it. And it was just so good. Just like, just that, you know, Guinness is already so like creamy and delicious. Yeah, and you just add that coffee like hint to it. Oh, it was like, is by far the best beer I've ever had.
I don't know if I've had that one.
Oh man, it's so good.
I mean, I love all those stouts, coffee,
yeah,
porters, hints of chocolate, hints of coffee, hints of whatever. I love it all.
Yeah. And like I said, man, the Guinness is just right. Like it's just like creamy enough and smooth to like feel really good in my throat. Cause like, I mean, I'm going to drink the other beer too. And that has more, it's got the caffeine, but the fizziness to it, you know, like the carbonated, you know, it's got the carbonation, which is not great for a sore throat, but it's cold, but the Guinness is just right. Right. Cause it's not that heavy carbonation. It's just creamy and good. Oh, so good.
I learned to love Guinness in when I was in school, and right after school, there was a bar that didn't card us, because at the time we were all like 19 or whatever,
right?
And it was just an old Irish pub in Brooklyn, and and you know, we just like, when I first went there, all the guys who had discovered it all had Guinnesses, and I really at the time didn't like beer very much,
right? Yeah,
but that was like one of the first ones I really started drinking, because it was something different, you know. It's not it's not like whatever everyone tries, Bud Light and
it doesn't taste all that like type the way, of stuff. It's just beer smells. Yeah.
It's so harsh, you know. But then you get that; it's a whole different thing. It's creamy. It's like you can. It almost tastes more natural than than like a Miller or something. You know, you're like, I can almost understand it.
Yeah.
So yeah, we drank a lot of those there. I love Guinness.
Yeah, I know. I don't. You know, I don't get it all that often, but. Whenever I do, I'm always like, it's so good. You know, it's just like, you know, like I said, and, you know, this time of year when they had the coffee stouts and stuff around, I was like all excited to get a coffee stout again. And discontinued. Wow. So sad. Sad dice.
So sad.
Sad times.
All right. So we got a short one today. We talked about Dustin's voices. We all have things to do, Christmas stuff. And Dustin's got a big thing that just came in, which I didn't ask, but I assume it did come in.
It did come in. Yes. I have a big package on my front step right now. Nicole sent me a picture of it. I got a big old package sitting in front of my front stoop right now. Yeah, so I was at an event this evening for my students. They finished this after school program, and so I was there with their, watching their presentations. And Nicole sent me a text of the picture of the big package.
Probably said, "What the hell is this?"
I know. I was like, "Yeah, it's a new e-bike." Woo! There's like a picture of Toby next to it. And it's like makes him look small. It's like, oof.
Nice.
Yeah, so we got the e-bike, which is really cool. I don't know if we really talked about it much. Maybe we did.
I think we talked about, we're like, oh, maybe it's going to come. We don't know.
Yeah.
Because a lot of these emails you get, like, you know, half of them are fake, half of them are real.
Right.
But then you, half the time, you don't get it from the company. You know, you get it from whoever.
Right. Whatever companies like, I'm working for this and they want to do your thing. Yeah.
But, mm-hmm. This is the asphalt. So you got the Mach Wheel Asphalt.
Yep.
Yeah. Which is their long range e-bike. It's not one of their fat tire ones. I think it's more for city commuting, but it still has shocks on the front and it's still a normal bike, so you can take it anywhere. You know trails are fine. It's just not it doesn't look like one of the big fat tire ones.
Right. Yeah, it's a standard wheel bike, so it has the, like, you know, it has the, oh, I don't know. I'm assuming that because it's more of like a commuter bike, it's got the like fatter but smoother tires, right? So it's not like, it's like mountain bike size thickness of tire, but smoother, like a crossover. That's usually what those are.
And obviously that you can, if you wanted to change that for trail, it'd be cool, you know, whatever. But you might take it to work too, you know. So
yeah.
So, you know, whatever. But yeah, they sent it to us. They just want a review from us, so that's cool. And last year we went and did the e-bike thing, and Dustin barred our brother Derek's, and Drew barred mine. So we're kind of like trying, or I am definitely trying, pushing everyone, like, hey, you thinking of getting one? And then this came up, and we have already done an e-bike review. So we're like, yeah, why not do another one? And Mach Wheel, actually, or Moke Wheel, I don't know what it is, but
Mach Wheel,
our buddy Guy, he's got one. He loves it, and just the review of it, pulling my Rad Runner, my Rad Runner multiple times, because it's got such good range. It's got like, where Rad Runner has like 30 to 40 miles, that one has like 60 to 70 miles of range.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So really good range.
Yeah.
Really
having powerful. Having the smaller wheels, will actually help that as well, right? Because it's less traction. Mm-hmm. So it's not going to be as like smooth, like, you know, with your guys' bikes, you like ride over grass, you ride over all this stuff. Like, it's all like really easy. You feel comfortable because you have that big wide wheel, but you've
got the suspension up front. So it's going to be, it'll be nice and smooth. It's going to be great. It's perfect for trails.
I'm excited. And I was thinking today, like, it would be so much fun to like build a bunch of stuff, like modify it, not change it, but like add things to make it, like, prep it for next year's, you know, our next year trip, our e-bike trip.
Right.
You know, so like maybe build a rack or something for the back and do some type of leather bag on the front, or, you know, like add some cool stuff to it. You know, maybe use the laser engraver to engrave something on it, you know, or paint it a certain way. Like, I just had like all of a sudden like these different ideas of things that could be fun started coming through my head. And so I thought that'd be a fun angle for the video, is to talk about, like, maybe start to come up with some ideas, like look at it. And then like in the moment, like, how about this, you know, and then kind of get that prep so that way people start thinking. And then we turn that into build videos on these different things, which would be kind of cool.
Right. You know? Right. Yeah. No, that sounds great. And, but hopefully soon. So maybe not this weekend, but sometime next week or something, because all we need is you to run up and down the trail a few times and talk to the camera.
Right.
Yeah. Like I said, I can get footage following you talking. I can get footage of you behind me talking, and then one where the camera's right on your face and you're talking. And we'll just mic you up with the good mics and just have you discuss things. And then all we need is some footage of it, some nice slow-mo footage of all the parts, you know.
Yeah,
And do a simple review, and we're going to do a lot more with it. But
Yeah, I think that's good. You know, like I said, we can, you know, maybe talk about some stuff. And if we're doing it like out on the trail, you know, like think about, okay, well, you know, as I'm riding, like, well, what I want, you know, what I want to bring along. If I want to bring, you know, stuff to be able to camp, I got to be able to bring the tent and my air mattress and my backpack, things like that, you know. So then how do I mod that out? Or if I want to put in like a light or something, or, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just thinking it'd be kind of fun to like just do something interesting. So make it cool, add some cool stuff to it, and make it like an adventure bike.
Like I said, you could replace the tires for chunky tires, I think.
Right,
depending, we might be able to get the accessory pack. So I'll talk to him about that if nothing came with it. Like, where at least you can get some basic, like, the back holder and some other stuff. Right. Some things that go to it. And then from there we can, like, you can, like I said, make a back shelf basket thing for it.
Yeah.
And a big, you know.
And, like, and like what you did for yours where you made the mounted, like, the ammo case. You know, like.
Right in the middle.
Things like that. Like, how can I build something in? How can I, like, modify something? Like, get a... You know, get an ammo case and modify it so it fits into the space, and you know, so it like, you know, those kind of fun things that you can like add in that just make it your own, but also make it a little bit more versatile. I think that's just fun,
it's right? Cool, I think a good first video is basic, taking it out, reviewing it, telling people why we like it, and then the next one is turning a city bike into an adventure bike. Right, that's like the next, where you do like 4 or 5 things.
Right, yeah.
And do them all in one video or something, you know, where it doesn't take that long. Or I think that'd be cool.
Right, yeah, depending on the modifications, right?
Like, if it's a whole bunch.
But add a few different things onto it. Yeah, like add this, you know, modify this. If it's just like a few small mods, it doesn't have to be a whole video, I agree. That'd be cool, yeah. I like it. I'm excited. You know, we always like talk about not wanting to, I don't know, compromise like the quality of what we do on a channel. Uh-huh. And until like people come to us with or have ideas about things that we actually like, you know, we actually like e-bikes, you know, so it's like if somebody wants to send us an e-bike, like that's something we actually like and we want to do more of, you know, so that's great. Like that's the type of stuff we're willing to accept something for, to do like a, you know, a review video or something like that. So,
yeah, recently someone was trying to get us to do a video review of one, you know, a cell phone game. And I just threw out a big number because I don't want to do it.
Right.
And if they said yes to the big number, then we'd figure out a way to do it interesting. But it's like, if it's something we appreciate and think is of value, then we'll definitely do it. Or if it's something that doesn't like offend our sensibilities, like, oh, that kind of sucks.
Right.
Like cell phone games suck. They take a lot of money from people. They're kind of shit. Like they're terrible as even just as a game. It offends me as a gamer. Like, oh, this is trash. You have children getting ruined by this, thinking this is video games.
Yeah, right.
And all it does is make you zombie out on the couch for an hour doing nothing but like moving shapes around and hearing like ching noises. This is no good.
Yeah, right.
But you know, if you want to send us a bike, and obviously they're expensive, so that's value right there. And those are the type of videos that's getting people out, that's doing stuff. And I love my e-bike.
And you're trading something of like of quality for something in return, right?
Yeah.
You know, so it's not like a, you know, something with not much quality for something. Like, I don't really care about receiving free stuff most of the time. But, you know, occasionally if it's something that actually is, you know, I can get something that has some quality that I actually want to use and want to, you know, like a lot of times we'd be happy to do a review on it, you know, without any return, you know, or it's like if it's something that we like that we bought on our own, it's like I might want to show this thing because it's cool. Mm-hmm. So when it's something like this where we actually have some experience with e-bikes and with the motorized bike, you know, it actually works into the theme of our channel and things that we enjoy, so...
It's kind of cool. So that'll be coming out very soon because I'm excited to try to get it done. When they first asked us, they said December, but that was before they like took another 2 weeks to send it. So I'll see. Maybe they're shooting for like a January. I'll talk to them and see how.
Yeah, because I mean, I know like statistically or analytically, December is like the best month for videos, and January, February are the like worst months. So you know, maybe if it's around, even if it's, you know, if we get in that weekend or whatever, right around Christmas or something, you know, then it gives us that's something for that like Christmas break time, I guess. Or not that it really matters.
I mean, really, we just need one daytime shoot to get it done.
Yeah. Yeah, and I do have off next Friday. I don't know if that works for you, but, you know, maybe we can do that. Yeah, we'll figure that out. But, yeah, so that's exciting. I'm excited to, like, open it up and do it. If I end up doing that, you just want, like, you want time-lapse of the building, like, the opening
box. Yeah, the whole build. Yeah, so just...
Okay.
Even if it's in one place, you can set it up in the wide view in your shop.
Right.
And just roll on it. I don't know. You have the GoPro? Or did I take it back?
I'm not sure. I can check on that. But
so
yeah.
the GoPro, or I can bring you something. Because I did say I'm going to bring
the camera. Maybe.
No, I was going to bring the stockings to Nicole. I was talking to her today. Cool. I'll have to come over, you know, latest by Saturday, unless you do it like tomorrow night. I don't know. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I'm not sure. Probably not, but we'll see. I have some Christmas gifts to make for this weekend, so I'm still working on that. Speaking of that, I have a set of Christmas gifts that I'm making that do not involve you, so I can talk about that one.
Hey, by the way, I mean, we don't have to talk about, but I guess we're not doing a Secret Santa exchange thing this year.
Yeah, right? We haven't talked about it, so.
Okay, I was thinking today, I was like, oh, I didn't really do anything for anybody.
That's fine. So. Yeah, I mean, I'm making some stuff for all you guys, at least for the brothers, not for really for the sister-in-laws, but... I don't know. Because the conversation never happened, I just figured it's like, that's fine. You know, we're all adults. We can, you know, I don't think no one's going to take offense if they get something or don't get something. Like, whatever. Right. It's fine. You know, it's not a big deal. But what I've been working on, one of the really cool things I've been working on is for this axe that I've been talking about that I'm making, that's laminated. The handle is ash with black walnut.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Down the middle. I had these cutoffs from when you cut an axe handle, right? I'm making a blank that's a rectangle, and then I draw the shape of the handle, and it's a single bit handle, so it's like a curvy handle, you know, like the bottom curves one way and then it curves the opposite way to go to the top, to go up into the axe head. And so when you make that, the profile or the front to back has to be like long enough to incorporate that whole curve, but then you cut away a lot of that wood, right? Because the whole handle comes down to like not much. So I end up having these pieces of wood that are shaped like, I don't know, like half a teardrop, I guess. You know, if you imagine a teardrop, right? So half of that where it's like kind of wider at the bottom, then it gets skinny at the top. But if you imagine like half a teardrop, you know, top to bottom, cut in half vertically. So I had these pieces, and you know, one from both sides. So I had these kind of odd shaped pieces of wood that I have accumulated quite a few over the years from cutting those chunks of wood out and not wanting to just throw them away, from making like, you know, handles from scratch. So recently, within the last couple of years, I guess, I was up in Vermont visiting my in-laws, and my wife and daughter and I and my mother-in-law, we were driving around and we stopped at this a kitchen store on the way back from one of the places we were driving, and it had, you know, like all this like really nice like high-end kitchen stuff, and there was a wooden spatula that was just like a nice, you know, like flat wooden spatula with the actual spatula end is kind of curved, so not like a hard curve but just like a long slow curve. Mm-hmm. And so I got one of those for Nicole when we stopped in there. She was like in the car with Corinne or whatever, and so I just grabbed it, and it was like, I don't know, $12 or $15, something like that. And both she and I really liked that spatula, and we had another one that was similar to it. And so now we have like two of those, and we both really like them. And so then I was thinking recently, a couple weeks ago, that like those shapes of that extra pieces of wood are very similar to that spatula shape. Mm. So I brought the spatula down to the shop, and I kind of traced it out a couple different ways and made a little template. And I found out that I can make multiple of those spatulas in like a few bigger ones and a few smaller ones from that extra wood. So I've made a whole bunch of them. So I have like, I think I have 6 or 7 sets now of like a big one and a small one that I'm going to give to like mom and dad and some of my friends and my in-laws. And so it's like, you know, it's all the wood is somewhere between like 2 and 2.5 inches thick. So the spatula, you know, it has like just a handle, and then it tapers up and a little taper, but just like grinding them all really thin and then sanding them and then oiling them. And I drilled some holes and put these little leather, like leather lanyards and stuff through. Home together. They look great. They feel really good. I'm like super excited to get them out because it's a really nice, like, kitchen tool that I really like using. And so I'm excited to give them out. And I was trying to think of like a way to package it, you know, like, cause like giving something like anything you can add to the, like the packaging makes it seem like that much better. Mm-hmm. So I think I could do some like leather, tags, you know, something that go along with it. So you get it and has like the little leather tag holding onto it or whatever. So I was trying to think of a name, and I was like, it'd be kind of cool. Like I like created this scenario in my mind. I was like, okay, I could, you know, if I start this thing and I start making these spatulas from axe handles, you know, maybe I send them out to people when I send them an axe, and like, then the axe community, everyone's like, you know, longing after these cool handle, you know, spatulas, whatever. So like, and I was like, that'd be kind of cool. Like the axe handle spatula. So I was thinking that, and I was like writing that up and working that. And I was like, that's kind of cool sounding, like sounds cool. And then, so I worked through that, and then I eventually changed that to, handle wood spatula. So, you know, and then I had this, I made a logo with an axe across it, and then above, like, you know, kind of sideways across the logo. And then above the axe handle, it says handle wood. And then below the handle, it says spatula. So I could change that if it was like, if I was making a spoon out of it or, you know, some other type of cooking utensil type thing. But, but yeah, let me mute real quick so I can cough.
I like how you left in the build up too.
Sorry. Yeah. <You're> like, sorry. Yeah, I was trying to give that mute right before. Just yeah. just enough of it. But yeah, so handle cool. and spatula. I'm really excited about it. Like it looks, the logo looks really cool. And you know, I think they just turn out really good. I'm like, they don't take very long to make. Actually, Corinne a little while ago was talking about wanting to, I think this is kind of how I got around to making them. So Corinne was asking about making some type of cooking utensil thing for her friend Caleb, who likes cooking, and she wanted to make something for him for Christmas. I was like, yeah, we could do something, you know, we could do a spoon or something. I can show you how to carve something out. Yeah. And so that's when I think the idea to make the spatulas came in my head, because I was like, oh, the spatulas, I've thought about it in the past, because I've made sets of spoons and spatulas, like a more traditional looking spatula with a like a long curved handle and then a, you know, a sharper angle at the bottom for a spatula. Mm-hmm. I've made sets of spoons and spatulas because when you carve a spoon out, it leaves a chunk of wood behind that looks kind of like a spatula. So I've made sets that work together. Yeah. So I was like, oh, we could do something like that. And I was like, oh, wait, you know, that's when I thought of that like nice curved spatula. It's like a pretty easy shape to make. So it's been fun. She made one, with me for her friend, and she did a super awesome job. And when she was done, she came upstairs and she was, you know, she went up before me and she was oiling it up and stuff. And she's sitting on the couch, and I came up and she was just holding it, you know, on the couch, like kind of handling it and like rubbing the oil and stuff in. And she was like, now I understand what you feel. She's like, when you like, when you've made something, she's like, because I had made a couple the day before, and you know, I showed her what they look like. She was like, yeah, when you came up, you know, yesterday, you just came up with this thing that seemed like it was pretty easy to make. Like, okay, that's cool. Like, yeah, I like it. It feels good. But like, she thought, oh, that's pretty easy. But then like having to do the whole thing, like I had her, you know, cut out the original piece of wood and then, you know, the bandsaw and then cut it down to the shape and then trace the shape of the thing on it, and then cut that and then grind it and do all the grinding and all the sanding by hand. You know, it took her like probably 2 hours to make it, you know? And so after all that and then oiling it, and she's sitting there and like, she understood the process that goes into things where you feel this like pride of finishing something that wasn't like super easy, you know, like it actually took some time. It looks easy, but it's that level of craftsmanship. It's like looking at those. Sorry. Looking at those, looking at the lines and looking at the symmetry and the, you know, all the little details that go into like a well-crafted thing.
Yeah.
You know, that the things that, if you're not thinking about it, if it's just like purpose built, right, you could kind of gloss over those things. But those are the things that like when people pick up and they feel things, they hold something, they get a vibe to something that's done really well that they don't get, that you can kind of tell from something that's not done well.
Yeah. And I think the process of having a process and doing multiple steps, refining what you're working on. Right. So you see every layer and every coat of polish, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And this, and then it's colored, then it's shined up, then it's this, and this is just a metaphor and real, but you know what I mean? You do a million things, and then it's all this thing. Like, I mean, I haven't made as many things, but I still get the same feel, but same thing with videos too. It's very rough. You get it, it's raw, and you've done it, and then it's just cut it, doing this, putting audio, leveling it out, making art, and let's level all the color out, let's do this, let's make sure this is right, watch it again, all right, fix this, fix that, export it a few different times, and then finally it's all the way done, and you're like, yes, this is what it should be, this feels good, a finished product.
Right, and that you see the craft in it, right? Mm-hmm. You've put the craft in. You understand, like, you know, when you're making cuts, like, you're not making a cut in this half a second later or half a second sooner. It's right at this point. It's important that it happens right when it happens, you know?
Yeah, that is one of the quickest instant gratification feelings is watching something, feeling that it's off, locating where you know, what shot you think's off, and trimming it right. And then watching it all again and it flows, you're like, it feels like an instant. I knew something was bugging me. I found it. And now I think it's so weird with editing, just adding maybe a second more, even a few frames more or less. You go, okay, now it flows.
Yeah, it's funny. I watch, you know, some videos, I'll watch something and, you know, someone will be talking to the camera and they're like, okay, all right, let's get started. And they like stop, and then you see them like walk toward the camera, you know, like they're going to turn it off, and then it switches to the next scene. You couldn't have just edited that 1 second out where you just finish what you're saying and then you go right to it. Like,
I think that's a style thing now, actually.
I understand when it is a style thing, right?
But I think it's copied from early YouTubers, right? Who just kind of kept it in. Just out of like, oh, I didn't know, I should have, you know, whatever, you know.
Right. Yeah.
So then people see that on other videos and they want that, like.
Right, because it feels like,
they want that vlog feel. Vlog
style, right.
It's like when people cut out words in between and pauses in between talking when they don't have to.
Right,
But they just that, jump like, cuts. Weird jump cut, stuttery presentation is just what they want. So they'll, like, cut out, you know, a few frames just for no reason, just because they... But exactly. It's like, leave that part out. But sometimes it's definitely they're not doing it on purpose. They just, it's like too many seconds before they start talking.
Stop talking.
It's just awkward. Like, it's like, all right, cut it. We're done. Like, move on.
Yeah.
They're just staring at the camera. You're like, what are you doing?
Yeah, right. They're like, okay. Yeah, you can
lose
cut that
part.
Out. Like,
lose that part.
You edited the whole video. You left that in, like standing waiting. Oh, hey, guys.
Right.
I didn't see you there. Lose that part. Yeah, you could spare a couple seconds in the video. It's fine. You don't need them.
Yeah.
Yeah, but those have been fun. I've had a good time, like, making them. And I, you know, my original plan was to make like two or three or something. And then I just got rolling and rolling. I was like, made a whole bunch. I was like, oh, okay. Well, I originally had thought like, well, Corinne could make one for her friend Caleb, and then she can make one for our parents and one for Nicole's parents, right? So her grandparents, she can make one each. Well, she like lost steam after the one for Caleb. She's like, I don't really want to make anymore. I was like, okay, well, what are you going to do for Nana Nodi and Grandpa Pop then? She's like, oh, no, I'll do something. Okay. So I was like, well, I was making them because I made one that I was like, this is kind of cool. And I thought it'd be interesting to make one for Kate and Sean and one for Brian and Liz. And so I like made one, and then I realized I could make like a smaller one with what was left over. So then I had like the set. So then I had to make another set. And then I was like, okay, well, I have some other handle wood that can maybe make some other sets. That might be kind of cool. So I started pulling out all these like chunks of wood that I have, and it's like perfect. It's like a perfect shape for that leftover chunk of wood that's left when you cut, you know, these shapes out of the handle. So that's why I was like, handle wood spatulas.
Great. I think you should only sell them with a axe that you've hung.
That's awesome.
And you just go like, I will send you an axe on a handle that I've like refurbished. And I mean, maybe not a new handle. Like I've got handles, like everything.
Right.
I will send you an axe on a nice handle for like $100 or something.
Right.
And it will come with a handle spatula.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. I was like, how cool would that be if the axe community, they have these axe handle spatulas. Like everyone's like, oh yeah, you have the axe handle spatula. That was from Dustin, the Art of Craftsmanship. Like,
right. So it's like, you know, it becomes more of a wanted thing.
Right.
Like, can I just buy this? No, you can't really. I'm not going to sell this.
Like, no, because
I buy the axe.
Yeah, it's that, like, the efficient, like, green idea, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if I'm going to make these, they're going to be made out of these scraps left over from the axe handle, right? So it's like, it just comes along with it. That's how you get it. You have to buy the axe.
I think that's great.
Yeah. Yeah, they're cool. They look really good. And
then,
you know, anytime you like start from a raw piece of wood and you get down really smooth and you oil it, it's just like such a nice feeling.
Yeah. And if nothing else, if the husband or guy who buys the axe or gal,
right,
then she can also have a gift for whoever else. Like, babe, I'm buying an axe, but it comes with these really cool handmade specials. You can have that.
Yeah. I think one of the reasons why I thought about making the leather tag too is because the laser pecker doesn't engrave on wood. So I was like, that'd be cool. I could do it on wood. You know, I could engrave the AOC logo on it. I was like, oh no, it doesn't do it on wood. Shoot. I was like, okay, maybe I'll do it on leather.
Yeah.
So, but you know, it's fine. I was thinking I could, you know, I've been wanting to get a metal stamp with the AOC logo. So that'd be kind of cool to do that and then stamp it. Like usually I'll stamp the end of my axe handles with the AOC, just like the actual letters AOC and then the date and stuff, because I have the letter stamps. But I'll have to get an AOC logo and do that. It'd be fun.
Boom.
Cool.
All right. Oh, real quick, I got my Evan Watson penny.
Oh, did you?
Speaking low so the wife can't hear it, but it's awesome, so I'm very excited.
I have to go check the mailbox. I didn't know. Yeah. When did you get it?
2 days ago.
Dang, really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have it yet. Son of a bitch.
I had to hide it from it because it kind of looked like a Christmas card.
Oh, okay.
And I open it. Caitlin's like, why are you hiding it? I was like, it's something for Christmas. Get out of here.
I saw a meme today on Instagram or whatever, a thing. It was like, I love Christmas season because you can like tell people not to come in a room because they think that you're wrapping presents, but you're just sitting there drinking wine and reading a book. No, don't come in here. Sorry. No. Christmas time. Okay. You're just like, ha. Ah. That was great.
Oh, man. So, yeah.
Cool. All right. So, recommendations. I know you've recommended him before, but I just watched the newest video from Geo Wizard.
Oh yeah.
Where he did a video where he said he put a 10-pound note in his pocket and he said, I stuffed a tenner in my pocket and walked north. So he just like left his house and went, just walked north out from England, you know, just like, or where he lives in England.
Yeah.
You know? And it's part one, the one that I just watched, but it's just so much fun. Like he just like, you can tell he's having fun. And he's like talking. It's like, he talks about like how he wanted to do it as a kid. He like thought that'd be cool. And so he would do it as a kid. And then as he got older, he would go further. And then obviously now he's going further and further different places. And you know, he's often when he's doing it, he's like trying to do it in a kind of stealthy way because he's not supposed to do it. But his kind of goal for this one was to like be out there, do it as legally as possible. Like, he doesn't have to go a straight line. He can go around things, but he's kind of walking, because England has all the footpaths all through England, which are like private or public land, but they're not super well maintained all the time. So sometimes it like runs out of thing and have to go into someone's land. But his goal was basically to talk to people and be like, he needs somewhere to sleep, like maybe start up a conversation, and he can like run an errand for someone for them to give him a meal, or do, you know, like kind of like just kind of work his way through. And so it's fun. So if you guys are interested, you can check that out. Again, that's Geo Wizard on YouTube. Again, someone who doesn't necessarily need a recommendation, but you know, we recommend people we like, so that's how it works.
That's right. I think their channel, yeah, the camera is just Wyrmwood, W-Y-R-M Wood.
Okay.
They're a gaming table company. Okay. So they make, they're in the U.S. I think they're Northeast, and then they ship stuff down to Pennsylvania and finish it off. But it's all, really nice wood tables done by an American company, but they have this crazy YouTube presence. Decent sized channel. They're over 100,000 somewhere, and they do videos like 2 or 3 a week. It's like a reality show of their company.
Dang, all right.
Like them talking about making the tables, and we got to get this out, and it's like it's an open book thing, and it's pretty good. Like, I like it. Some videos I'm like, I don't need to sit here and talk about it, but the people are definitely good on camera. Like, it could be a real reality show. The way, so everyone's pretty good at being like on camera and making things interesting, and we're trying out a new table, and what if we did that, and here, let's go over to this part of the plant and look at the new woods they're coming out with, and like, what can we do with the scraps of these woods, and what are we wasting, can we make new things, and but they just make really cool tables that, you know, they have toppers that you can take off, and then it's a inset deep table for gaming, and like they've got these cool magnetic strips on the inside now, so you can put accessories wherever you want them. Simple as a cup holder, or it goes up to like a mini desk you could put in front of you with like a laptop if you were doing nerdier games like D&D or whatever, where you need like something to write and you need an area to do stuff.
Nice.
They made this one. It's like their premium one that the table, the inside part of the table that is recessed, can move up and down wherever you want it. Nice. So if you want it flush, you just crank it flush. And if you want it to go down the middle of the table, it drops down low.
Nice.
So, and they all have these nice, you know, like felt inserts. But one thing I did like about them is you can pick the tables in like 8 different woods.
Dang.
So, and they're all, most of them are domestic, and then they have a few like high end hardwoods that are really expensive. But it's like whatever your taste is, they don't really paint them or stain them. They just go, well, what kind of wood do you want?
Right.
And that's the look you're going to get. That's so cool. They're really expensive. I saw someone get a free one, and I almost was like, maybe we can collab with these guys and get a free one for my
in the man cave
in the tavern.
Yeah.
But then I was like, well, I actually need something that folds up or can be slipped away. I can't have a big, you know, I want it to be an open area for watching games and stuff.
Right. Yeah.
Sports or movies. And then when we want to play games, I'll have like some fold out game table that we can.
Right.
Anyway, it's a cool thing. So go check them out. Wyrmwood, they have like so much. They say they have seasons, but each one's like season 8, episode 46. Because they put out a video every 2 days.
Right.
So it's actually really interesting, and they make nice stuff, nice tables. And I mean, at first, just on when you think of a $2,000 or $3,000 table, it's very expensive.
Right.
But as we know, there's a lot of furniture companies that sell those just a simple table. It doesn't do anything. Right. It just has a name on it, and they sell it for $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $10,000, for no reason. But these have like really cool, these are cool things that can do stuff for you. And have toppers where you could have them as a normal dinner table, and then you take the tops off, and you got yourself a cool nerdy gurney gaming table.
That's awesome. All right, let's fold up the table now.
Drop it down and
play some D&D.
Game on.
All right. Nice. That's cool. Yeah, I mean, you know, for a table, like 2, 3, what do you say, $2,000-$3,000, something like that?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's not bad. I mean, you know, like, obviously for just a dining room table, like, I wouldn't want to pay that, but I'm also a maker, right? So I wouldn't want to pay, like, if I'm going to have a dining room table that's, like, really nice and unique, I'll build it myself, which is kind of, this is what I have.
Right.
But, you know, for something like that, where it's actually, like, serves more of a purpose, right? I, like, that's, sounds awesome. It's cool.
Yeah, it's a centerpiece that does something cool. And right. Especially, obviously, if you're a gamer, that's how you're going to show it off. No one's going to care. Really, no one cares about your dining table that it's expensive.
Right.
It's either you make it and it's cool, or, like, check this out. Take the top off. Oh, man, it's got, like, you've got a game going on under it, like, still set up from the last, like, oh, sweet.
Yeah.
It's cool. Right so on. So check them out. They got a really cool, like I said, social media presence. And nice. their videos are pretty good.
Cool. Right on. Awesome. All right. Well, like I said, we're gonna make this one a short one, just because every couple minutes muting and coughing, and then also just ran out of one beer, and I opened I opened my second beer, and the carbonation is doing a little tickling to my throat, but you know, I'm gonna drink it anyway because I don't care. but yeah, so thank you guys for listening. Make sure you don't forget to head over to Instagram. I am gonna post some pictures of the Handlewood spatulas and stuff, but not until after Christmas, because I don't want to give it away for the people who are getting it. But I'll have some pictures of that so you can check them out. They're I really like them. They're really cool, and I think it's like I said, I have these scraps of chunks of wood that I've made from axes over the years that I never really knew exactly what to do with, so now I have like a great purpose for them, so I'm excited.
I was gonna say it's your last chance, but maybe not your last chance, but get if you want a book to read over the holiday, Max Brooks Devolution, check it out. We're gonna review it in the new year, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, so everyone can have, if they need something to do while they're at the in-laws or bored, or you don't have any family around for the, and you just want to sit back and have a beer and read a book.
Yeah.
Max Brooks, Devolution. It's getting good. I've read a few more chapters. So yeah, exciting stuff. Join along with us, and then we'll talk about it in January sometime.
Yeah,
and
right
then,
on.
And then you can, if you want, we'll probably start a new book around then.
Yeah. I think that's a good idea. I know I've talked about this in the past, but Corinne and Nicole and I celebrate Yule Boka Flod, which is a Scandinavian holiday tradition of reading books and eating chocolate on the day before Christmas, and then you open up a gift. So you get a gift of I think it's the day before Christmas.
What is it? Yule Boka Flod?
Yule Boka Flod. So Yule, which means
Boka Flod.
Yule Boka Flod, which is, it translates to Yule Book Flood.
Ah.
So you give a book, you read books. So you give a gift of a book, and then you read books and eat chocolate. That's all it is. I think it's the day before. I'm questioning myself now, but I'm pretty sure it's the day
before. Sit on your, what's it called, a Schnitzelbank?
On my Schnitzelbank. Yeah, you got it.
I want to sit down on my Schnitzelbank and read my Yule Boka Flod.
Lots of German and Swedish holidays around here.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so you could get it and read it on Yule Boka Flod. Get it, or give it as a gift.
Get it, take it back, steal it, read it.
All right, yeah, but check that out. You can check us out on Instagram at The Art of Craftsmanship and at The Art of Camera Guy, and you can find us on YouTube. The shorts are doing pretty good on all the different, you know, the pieces of the cutlery set we just put out, so check that out.
Yeah, they do better than the real video, so yeah, if you don't watch the video, you can watch the whole thing in three different parts, 1 minute at a time.
Right, exactly, which people are doing, so that's cool too. You know, might as well get in the game. You check those out on YouTube and let us know what you think in the comments. Like and subscribe. That always makes a difference. And then if you guys want to support us further, you can head over to patreon.com and support us there at patreon.com/theartofcraftsmanship. All right. We're good to go. I made it through without coughing in the mic. So I think that's successful.
Yes.
All right, everybody. Thank you guys all so much for listening. And we will talk to you next time.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.